or coupons and stuff. Don't worry about that. Okay, so anyways, with that being said, I'm going to hit this play. You could take those two, or you could watch it, then we're going to go from there. Okay?
Yeah, three. I'm going to be taking notes too. Okay.
Two. Let's see. Because we're going to be able to compare our notes, and that's the biggest thing here. It's not so much the answers. We probably won't be able to answer just about it, not everything today. But we're going to be able to just see exactly what's going on. So let's see. Three, two, one.
Listen to a conversation between a student and his creative writing professor.
John, listen, I can clearly see that you put a lot of time into your response paper.
I did. It took me forever. I rewrote it a dozen times.
And your hard work shows. Unfortunately, it's a week late.
I know. Sorry. I just got a little behind, you know, sports and homework, but I'm on top of things now.
Glad to hear it. Now, as for our meeting today, I like to talk to all of my creative writing students one-on-one at least once during the term and see how they're doing.
I think I'm doing okay. Busy, you know, but other than that...
Well, I've found through the years that some of my assignments can be pretty tough for first-year students like yourself. Like the response paper you just did. The explication of a Pablo Neruda poem. By the way, why did you choose The Lemon? It's an unusual choice.
It was my favorite in a book of Neruda's poems. All the poems are about everyday objects and, you know, simple pleasures.
Right. Elemental odes, one of my favorites.
I liked how Neruda took things like fruit and vegetables and socks and used metaphors and similes to describe them as these wonderful, mysterious things. Like in The Lemon, he describes a lemon falling to earth from the stars. And he compares a slice of lemon to a stained glass window. It's so original.
Beautiful images, aren't they? Neruda didn't win the Nobel Prize for Literature by accident.
No, he didn't.
Now, as you know, the paper was only the first half of the assignment, and I'm concerned about your ability to complete the second part on time, considering how much time the first part took you.
Actually, I finished it just before I came here.
Excellent.
It was tricky, too. You know, having to write a poem inspired by The Lemon, but in a completely different style.
Right.
In order to do that, I really had to study Neruda's style and read a lot of his stuff, which was great. But The Lemon is free verse. So to do the assignment, I decided to use a strict meter, iambic pentameter, to be as different as possible.
So each line of your poem has 10 syllables, and every other syllable is stressed. Interesting choice. Iambic pentameter is certainly different from free verse.
It was hard for me, though, because usually when I write a poem, I choose my own topic, and I just write. I don't worry about counting syllables or anything. So I'm kind of hoping we won't have more assignments like this.
Sorry to disappoint you, but these assignments are designed to get you out of your comfort zone, to get you reading and writing a wide variety of poetic styles.
Sorry to disappoint you. That's probably going to be one of the questions. Sorry to disappoint you. And and at the very end, it's probably going to say, why does the professor say this? Check this out. I told you. Now, check this out. Let's hear it real quick. Check this out.
What does the professor mean when she says this?
Sorry to disappoint you.
Neruda didn't win the Nobel Prize for Literature by accident.
No. I guess not. Okay, so here we go. Let me hurry up and share my notes. So we're going to share each other's notes. Okay. And then I'm going to be able. I knew I heard something. I heard some loud noises outside and it was like a band. Okay. So let me go grab this real quick. I'm going to share my content again and then start broadcast. Okay. So how was your note taken?
I think I didn't do that bad this time.
Okay. Why is that? Why was that a little bit easier?
No, I feel like last time I wasn't understanding what they were saying. Like the topic was super different and I don't know. But this time it was a little easier.
Yep. Straightforward, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right.
I got exactly what you have.
One week late. Okay. And then the meeting, and then the thing is, the just purpose question is either going to be about what are the speakers mainly discussing? It was about a poem and it was about a paper, but it was about a paper at the beginning. She said she was concerned. And then they just started speaking a lot about the poem, how difficult this was and all that other stuff. So what we would have to do is process of elimination. Whatever is very, very specific, we would have to get rid of it, right? Yeah. But then again, you have just purpose questions such as, okay, what does the professor, why does the professor want to see the student? Or why does the student go to see the professor? One or the other. Now, the thing is, if it said, why does the professor want to meet the student? It would be because of this thing right here. She meets with the students once every semester to see how they're going for her routine checkup, I guess you could say, or what her routine term checkup. So if the gist purpose question was like that, that would be the answer. But instead, what are the speakers mainly discussing? It's going to be a little bit different. It's going to be a little bit more difficult. So if we look at the rest of this, what do you think? Well, do you think that was easy?
I think so, yeah.
Not too bad, right?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
So behind on top, difficult response. Why did he choose? He said he liked the everyday objects. He said he would take veggies and things like socks and make them into metaphors and the lemon falling from earth. That's all about imagery. And then she said, well, to be honest with you, if it took you a long time to write just your first half, I'm concerned about the second half. He's like, hey, I got it finished. She was like, wonderful. Okay. And so then again, it was something about the verses, 10 syllables, all stress, et cetera, et cetera. And then he said, oh, I hope that there aren't any other papers like that. She's like, sorry to disappoint you, but listen, son, you are fucked. There are going to be many of these things. Okay. That's pretty much how she said it. Okay. And so with that being said, here we go. It is okay. You're probably going to have to send this. Let's see here. Stop share. There we go. Okay. All right. Now let's see what we got right over here. Probably going to be able to answer just one or two, and then I'll give you this for a little homework. Number one, what do the speakers mainly discuss? Methods that the professor uses to challenge her students? No, it's not about methods. How about reasons that the student turned in his paper a week late? No, that was only mentioned very briefly at the beginning. Okay. See, the two parts of an assignment for a writing class? Oh, that's not too bad. Or seldom discussed aspects of a famous poet's work. What do you think? I like C more than I like D, but if the Chinese have no idea what they're doing, D's the answer. What do you think? I use process of elimination. This is what we're going to be mastering, okay?
I would go for D. I don't know.
You wouldn't go with C, the two parts of an assignment? It seemed like in my notes, it was about the first half and the second half. Okay. Let's see.
Okay.
See what I mean?
Okay.
Because again, the famous poet work wasn't mentioned until midway through my notes. That's how I'm doing it. I'm